I believe in writing short stories. I learned to read at the age of 3 and picked up on writing a year and a half later. As a writer, I always enjoyed writing science fiction stories, partially because I felt that the stories of that genre that I randomly came up with were actually pretty good, but also that genre over others because I didn't have to back up my story with evidence that it could have happened. Even now, sometimes when I'm bored, I just sit down on my computer and after checking that all my homework is done and or playing a game for a little bit, I will log on to Google Drive and just start writing. It's a good way to pass time, as well as a good way to come up with an interesting story that I can give to my friends in form of a 5-page document that they probably won't read. Whether it's an attachment via email, a blog on Google+, or an envelope that slipped through the slits in my school's locker. No matter what it is, I'll make the story eventually. Also, writing these short stories on my free time, I can find it easier to write quick and well because I'm not pressed into a deadline with half of my thoughts. Rather than planning ahead to fit a deadline, instead thinking up the story as I write so that the story doesn't sound like all the characters knew the ending from the start, except in some cases. Plus, the ending can even be a surprise for the writer. I learned how to write short stories a long time ago, thanks to the works of various teachers, including not limited to Miss Aiken, Miss Christie, Miss Sumner, and several other teachers. Due to the fact that these teachers had the classes I was in try several different genres to write, I tried practically every type of writing you could see in a Barnes & Noble, besides nonfiction. Throughout 5th grade until the 2nd quarter, I was in Miss Sumner's class for writing short stories, which I had just started. I mostly enjoyed writing within the paper, pencil, and printer walls of realistic fiction. I wrote one wayside-like realistic fiction series that took place in a school with all sorts of crazy things that happened, which were practically regular to the students. It became fun to write about the strange events, which made my favorite writing genre realistic fiction, even though it didn't seem that realistic. Eventually, however, I was moved into a different language arts class with Miss Aiken. As part of my new TAG class, when I came in, they were all finishing up their sci-fi unit. So I sat in their sharing area, listening to all the different sci-fi stories of this class, and I was interested in those stories written. That night, I just couldn't sleep, as I had one coffee cup too many. Not the first time. So I lay down in my bed thinking. I thought about all the stories I had heard just about 8 hours ago, and all these ideas popped into my head. What if a meteor hit the ground and radiation caused rabbits and other small animals to gauge intelligence and wage war on humans? I don't even like that one. What if Apple Corporation was working on their iPhone 19S that was literally a mini robot and it all of a sudden went rogue and started going on a massacre and shooting rampage even though it was all a simulation? What if the world with aliens was discovered and they're about to fight against nuclear war and the James Bond-like guy had to stop it? These what-if questions just kept popping up. Some of them sounded cool, like the ideas of radiation causes people to go crazy and fight each other. And some were, as above, lousy. I had a journal that I had gotten 2 years ago that I hadn't really used, so I started jotting down my ideas in it. The list went on and on. I realized that after reading some actual sci-fi novels I had bought on a Kindle original, that my ideas, if I worked on some of them, could actually stand up against today's market of books. It was the first time I thought about being a novelist, and it wasn't the last. I started writing these ideas into short stories, and my goal was to each year stretch out the stories I wrote by 5 pages. I start out by writing these 3-page books, and currently I can write up to 22 pages. Just recently I got a new blank journal about 20 pages long, and I wrote a 20-page story in 3 nights. If I work at my goals, I'm sure that I will eventually reach the ability to write novels as big as 700 pages. Of course, 22 pages, still a good start. It might not seem like I'm anywhere near my goal, but I know that writing short stories will help me get writing novels eventually. That whole writing interest that developed completely changed my opinion about novels. I learned to